It's Monday, March 2nd, 2020. My name is Tamal Bright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV 38. I am joined by Sean Reed, Michael Drainer, and Brad Cole. Cisco's litigation against Neat for trade secret theft. Sean Reed starts off talking about how lawsuits like this can affect the reputation of the parties involved.
I find when companies do these kind of lawsuits, while they're justified and they have a legal right, it tends to actually damage their brand in a sense. People look at them and go, well, if you're, you know, so threatened by any kind of competition, there are people who are going to say, well, maybe I don't want to use that product because I don't want it to be that I buy Cisco. And because later I've developed something better, if I were to start a company, they're going to come after me. We as integrators, designers, programmers, you know, we always struggle with this interoperability problem. When someone says, I have an existing system, or I've already bought this license or this product, and I want it to work with this, and we go to a said company, and since we're talking about Cisco, and we find out we can't necessarily make them work well because they're like, no, we want you to use our system, and we're not going to let you integrate as well. You know, the big problem that comes up, and I'm sure you've all seen this, when people have a large conference room and they want to use more than one Touch 10 and you can't connect them. You have to use these two separate systems and Cisco still won't deal with this in a proper way. You know, you can try and corner the market and make your own little niche, your own little fiefdom, but to whose benefit? It might benefit the company, but are you benefiting your clients? So I think competition is healthy. I think it helps all of us. It helps the end user, helps the designers, and it sorts itself out. But these lawsuits, they drag out. Look what's going on still with Shure and
Clear One.
Yeah. How long has that been going on? Has anyone stopped buying the MXA910? Nope. Are they still outselling Clear One's products? Absolutely. Clear One is actually being damaged by pursuing this. Instead of saying, you know what? We can either make a better product and move on, but let's just keep suing. They're not getting anywhere with it. And I think it'll be the same thing. To make an analogy, for lack of a better word, you know, the idea, you know, Gore v. Bush, let's sue over an election. Gore's political career was over. It kind of damages the person being the sore loser rather than trying to rise above and do better going forward. You know, what better can you do? Fine, maybe they infringed a little bit. No one will really know. We're not all sitting in the room. We don't know what happened. But to kind of beat the dead horse of it until people just look at you as a sore loser or someone's who's so threatened by any new product, well, if you're not going to innovate and improve, then I'll look for the next best thing. So yeah, it has pluses and minuses. And I think we will see new companies emerge. I think we'll see people split off and start new companies. We'll see other companies reemerge. Utelligies completely rebuilt itself. We'll see other companies do the same thing and take up that space. Everyone's kind of adjusting and trying to figure out how we're going to fully integrate AV, IP, hardware, software into a more conglomerated market. AV is not just AV anymore. IT is not IT anymore. Telecommunications isn't just telecommunications anymore. We're all dealing with multiple facets of this growing industry and we'll have to adjust.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.